Dish Nation. Hey. I'm just saying what's up, and I know we're about to have some fun, so let's get right to it.
That's right. The Masked Singer had an amazing reveal that nobody saw coming. We'll tell you about it later.
And our girl Brat has a new role, and we're going to get the 411 straight from the source.
Plus, we got a dish debate that you don't want to miss.
Heidi and Frank will join us later, but Brad, darling, I hear you got some good tea, baby. Now, what are you serving up, child?
Ooh, child, Gary, the drama at the talk just ain't gonna end, honey. So, host Sharon Osbourne and Cheryl Underwood had some very heated moments last month when Sharon defended Piers Morgan after Piers criticized Harry and Meghan's interview with Oprah. Well, since then, Sharon's left the talk, and Cheryl broke her silence, saying Sharon had not apologized to her. Well, Sharon came up with the receipts, honey. And she shared multiple text messages that she sent to Cheryl, showing that she did, too, apologize. But it appeared Cheryl did not respond to the text. Now, Sherry, what do you think? Should Miss O just stop talking?
This is it. This is just really heartbreaking. They've been together so long and 11 seasons, and this happened. But, you know, we're really on Cheryl's podcast that she did, a listener asked, have you spoken to Sharon? Cheryl said no. So Sharon is saying she texted the apology.
You can't text something like that. You actually have to be in front of a person or actually be talking to the person. Come on, how you gonna apologize over a text? Yeah.
There's no soul in the text.
Right, but if you really want to apologize, you'll go from all angles and make sure that person gets some type of something from you if you really mean it.
Brad, what she should have done? She should have sent her one of those telegrams, sent somebody to her house in a costume.
Email.
Yeah.
A text.
Right.
I'll do you one even better. Have her send Ruben Studdard to her house to sing I Am Sorry.
Okay.
And, you know, that'll show that she's helping the Black community, and it's a vibe.
That's great. Singing telegram. I'm not racist. I'm not racist.
All right, we got to give props to our girl, Brat. It was just announced that she's going to be guest starring in Lena Waithe's Showtime series. How does it feel being from Chicago and being as talented as you are to finally be on the show? You're going to kill it. You're going to kill it, mama.
Yes. Listen, Chewy, I watch this show all the time since day one. Anything about Chicago, I'm on. I watch it. I love it. Yeah. I love Lena Waithe.
Me too.
And I was just like, man, I saw my girl Candy on it. And I'm like, yo, like, I'm from the show. I'm cool with Common. Like, I'm cool with Lena. Like, I know Derek Dudley, one of the producers. I'm like, yo, that's Common's manager. I'm like, yo, I DM Lena, like, put me in the game, coach.
Brad, but I understand your character's name is LaPortia. Is it inspired at all from our very own Portia Williams?
First of all, I didn't even know the character's name, so thank you for letting me know my name, but that's dope. I'm LaPortia, and we got P. Willie Portia,
I got you, baby. Yes, the Portia's going to
You should call your gun P. Willie, because I know you're going to have a gun on the show.
They said, Brad, your name is LaPortia, and you're a truck driver who's just as comfortable passing through beds as she is through state lines. I'm calling up Lena right now and being like, can I be on the state line?
Cheryl, let's be one of the lot lizards that she gets.
Let's be one of the lots that Brad passed through, Portia.
Pass through here to real Portia.
Thank y'all. Y'all
truck
crazy.
Truck stop lizards.
Whatever they need me to do, I will do it. If I got to be a janitor, an exterminator, whatever.
That's
I'm
down.
All right, y'all. Well, last night, the Masked Singer and, of course, Niecy Nash has been killing it as the guest host, filling in for Nick Cannon, right? After the group B Singer performed, the Bulldog appeared as a wild card. That's right. Trying to get a spot in the competition. But Niecy sent him home packing. And the reveal was a shocker, y'all. Check it out.
Mind blown. Love that.
Baby, awesome. I'm coming to get my job. job. Okay, Gary, what do you think? Was this a cool way for Nick to be like, boom, I ready to get my job back on the show? What you think?
You know what? It was very clever, and I was very pleased with it. I mean, they didn't do it in a mean way or, like, throw Niecy out or anything like that. So they just let him fade on in.
I think it was very cool the way they did it. It was very unique. So because normally, Niecy just wouldn't be there the next week, and it'd be Nick taking over saying thank you. So I love the way she passed the mic.
Me too.
But I also think that Nick was like, you know what? Niecy doing a great job. I better get off this COVID and get back to work.
Right.
Because my girl was killing it.
Yes, she was. Kudos to Niecy, baby.
All right, you guys. It's time for another dish debate. Here we go. So check this out. Hubert Davis was the name, the new head coach of the University of North Carolina basketball team. Now, this is historic because he is the first black head coach UNC basketball has ever had. But in a press conference, he made a comment that got people all riled up. Take a look.
It is significant that I'm fourth African-American head coach in any sport in the history of the University of North Carolina. I'm very proud to be African-American, but I'm also very proud that my wife is white, and I'm very proud that my three beautiful, unbelievable kids are a combination of both of us.
Yo, he needed a tighter speechwriter. He could have, like, fixed the whole thing if he said, in addition to being the first black head coach, I also borrowed a white woman to make more black people. That would have probably went over a little bit more well with the delegates than what he said.
You know, when I was listening to him say all of this, I just felt like he was going, I may look black, I may be black, but it ain't gonna be nothing black going on. I ain't hiring no black people. I ain't doing nothing black.
Oh,
like, that was the disclaimer.
Portia, you think his wife liked the shout out?
No, she did not like the shout out. Okay, listen, at the end of the day, his wife knew that was a super cringy moment. And I'm sure she was like, baby, I told you to write that thing down. He did just like what my grandmother would say. My grandmother said, when somebody say something stupid, she'd say, oh, he done ran out. He done ran out.
Yes.
If his team loses, they'd be like, if your wife was black, you would have won those games, coach.
Yeah, right. All right, Frank, now I understand John Corbett faked being interested in women. Now, did I get that right?
Well, you're half right, Gary. John Corbett stars opposite Katie Sagal in the new show Rebel, which premieres tonight. Now, they've been friends for 20 years, so the chemistry came naturally, but it's not always that way. John said, that's one of those things that happens, or you've got to fake it. When they say action, if you like the person you're acting with, it just reads. You can just feel it. You can also feel it if it's with someone you don't really like. I've had to do both. So, Heidi, any guesses on the who he faked chemistry with?
I think it could be Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, no, no. Sex in the City?
Sex in the City, yeah, sorry. He played Aiden, her boyfriend, but I still think there was more chemistry between her and Biggs. I never thought the chemistry was really there with Aiden. Did we have chemistry right away, do you think?
Yeah, people have asked me before. It's like, do you have to fake it with Heidi sometimes, you know?
Only sexually.
Like, that you like her? I'm like...
Wait, somebody's asking you...
When have
you?
I ever faked that I like her?
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much.
Do you think this is like?
Yeah.
You think how would he treat me if he didn't like me?
I'm holding back so much.
God!
Oh, yes, for sure. Love each other and hate each other. And you're like, I love and hate them, too.
I hate,
I love and hate right with them.
Like, I'm not saying I couldn't end up on Dateline one day. From you gone missing.
But you could.
I could. I could. Probably guilty. Yep.
I know I'm going to get questioned.
All right, don't go away. There's more Dish after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, now, we all love Madea, right?
Yes.
You know, this lady keeps it real and doesn't take any mess from anyone. Well, Tyler Perry has just landed a deal with Showtime for Mabel, a drama series that'll follow Madea when she was a young lady in her 20s. Now, she's just moving to Atlanta and setting the city on fire, and the show's going to be written by two beautiful twin sisters by the name of Janika and Jashika James, whose credits include Empire and a few others. Nice. So, y'all here for this?
Here for it.
Especially with writers from Empire. Empire too. Oh, it's gonna have a little edge to it. This is gonna be good.
Anything Madea does is gonna have that comedic value to it. And with these two sisters, you're gonna have the drama. Okay, you're gonna laugh, you're gonna cry. It's gonna be all that in between.
Now, Portia, in my heart, I feel like Tyler Perry would probably play a young Madea. But who do you think might actually get the role?
Nick Cannon. Yeah.
Damn. That actually be really good. That'd be really good.
That's good casting, actually.
Well, Sharon, yeah, you can play it. You got the chance side.
No, Gary, I'm too old. No, I'm trying to get a guest spot on this Shy playing Brat's lover.
Damn, you right, think Mabel was like in her 20s.
I'm trying to get on Brat's show.
All right.
I'm not, well, Brat, I can't worry about Tyler Perry.
Driver.
And I'll be the truck. So I'm trying to get on Brat's show.
Oh, well, you ain't going to be nothing, Gary.
Wow.
Girl, gonna be that little tree incense that you hang on the little. Let his picture be on that. That's Gary's role.
All right, baby.
He'll just be twirling.
Hanging tree.
Hanging and twirling.
Hanging tree.
In Brett's truck. That's what you can be, Gary.
In Brett's truck.
So our boy Shaquille O'Neal was spotted at a jewelry store buying an engagement ring, y'all.
What?
But it's not what you think.
What?
Yeah, Matt, let me finish. Let me finish. Seems like Shaq overheard a guy asking about a possible payment plan for a ring he was buying, and Shaq stepped in. Y'all take a look.
Oh.
I appreciate it.
Shaq is such a good dude.
That's what I'm talking about. Such a do-gooder.
That's awesome.
But yo, Gary, could you see yourself doing something like this? I can't.
No, hell no. I ain't finna buy your engagement ring for your woman, honey. Nah, he should be at a pawn shop. If you can't afford the ring at Zelle, go to the pawn shop,
oh,
honey.
Oh, Gary.
And get your ring. So I'm sorry.
I see Shaq on these L.A. streets all the time, and next time I see him at a Bentley dealership, I'm just gonna give him a quick little nudge and ask him, yo, do you know about the payment plans about these new Bentleys, bro? Like, I heard they're pretty good. What do you think?
You gonna happen to be in the Bentley shop, Chewy, just gonna be happening to be like, you know, I'm just down on my luck in this Bentley pick. Y'all got a baby playing for the Bentley.
You know what, Chewy? Right, something tells me you'll be walking out of the store instead of driving out of the store.
Shaq's gonna recommend that you get a Buick.
I think so too.
One day I saw a lady in front of me in the grocery store and she was paying for some things and she was a little bit short. So I was like, all right, let me step up in here. I got you, girl.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I've done
my
that
card
too,
didn't clear. So
oh,
we were
no.
both messed up in the aisle.
No.
It's deal time, and today we got the Snap White Sonic toothbrush with two replacement and incidental brush heads. Now, with the Sonic technology and brush heads, you'll get whiter teeth, healthier gums, and superior plaque removal. And the toothbrush has three different speeds and is capable of 33,000 strokes per minute.
Wow, 33,000 strokes? That's impressive.
It sure is, Gary. Plus, it has an intelligent timer which shuts off in 2 minutes to ensure optimal brushing time, and it alerts you every 30 seconds to move to another quadrant of your mouth.
And the rechargeable battery lasts up to 3 weeks of full charge, and it has three different speed levels.
Okay, Portia, I'm sold. How much is it, head crack?
Listen, we're going to get this in your mouth in no time because the Snap White Sonic toothbrush has been seen as high as $150.
Yeah.
But listen up, the Dish Nation viewers, you can get it for only $29.
Yes, that's a deal. You already know the routine.
Go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Coming up, I made the top three list with Miss Oprah Winfrey herself. That story plus more when we come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, JoJo Siwa, the 17-year-old superstar, is happy to be her. Apparently, she earlier this year, she introduced her girlfriend, Kylie Prue, to the world. And although JoJo's love life's no longer a secret, she admitted in an interview with People Magazine that she's not into labeling her sexuality. Mm. She's with a woman, but she says she's not really sure what she is. Here's what she said. I still don't know what I am. It's like I want to figure it out. All and right. I have this joke. Her name is Kylie. And so I say that I'm Kisexual.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Come on, adorable. I guess that would make me Chrissexual.
Chrissexual.
I'm a Chrissexual.
So if you get with me, you're a Chewsexual.
You're
all right.
I like that. I like the Chewsexual.
So, I think we're all chew sexuals. Look at us. I know. I've been chewing a lot of stuff lately.
I have made love to pizza more than once in my life. Okay, then JoJo's mom said that she knew that JoJo liked girls at a very young age.
You know, well, I was going to say, Heidi, I know when my son spends 4 hours in the bathroom with the shower running. I know exactly what's going on.
He's a hand sexual.
He's a hand sexual.
Hand sexual, yes.
I know, Frank, yes. You got me to say that on the air. Oh, my God.
So, Sherry.
Yes, sir.
According to Niecy Nash, you're up there with Oprah Winfrey and Ava DuVernay.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah, why? That's quite some company you're in there, Sherry. On a recent episode of Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, a fan asked the actress who were the first three celebrities she confided in about her relationship with wife Jessica Betts. Oh. And here's what she had to say. Listen to this.
The first three? Sherry Shepherd, Ava DuVernay, and the big O, Oprah Winfrey.
Yes. Oh.
But now, Sherry, how did she tell you in that secret way? Like, don't tell anybody, but I think
Can we role play? Can we role play, Sherry? I'll be
you'll be Niecy.
I'll be Niecy.
Okay.
And you be you.
Okay, right. Girl. Let's go.
Hey, Sherry.
Hey, Niecy. What's going on, girl?
What'd you do to your hair?
Okay. Sherry, really? I have something to tell you. It's very serious.
Okay, tell me. You know I'm always here for you. What you need?
I wanted you to be one of the first people to know.
I'm so here. What? Are you pregnant? What's going on?
Okay. Well, no, I'm far from pregnant because I am. I'm in love with a woman.
Wow.
Her name is Jessica, and we're getting married.
You in love with a woman? I've been around you, girl. I've been around you with no clothes on. I done slept with you. We've been best friends. Why you never looked at me?
Yeah, I've been looking at you too. I was looking.
What was wrong with me?
I'm telling you.
Wow.
Nothing. I didn't know you were an option. I know you like that.
I'm always an option.
Sherry's always an option. She's an option sexual.
Oh, my God.
And that's kind of the way it went, Heidi. She hung up on me. She went, you're dumb. And she hung up.
All right, up next, Iggy Azalea says it goes down in the DMs, and she has the receipts to prove it. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, my buddy rapper Iggy Azalea's DMs are loaded with celebs, and she's coming with the receipts, y'all. So Iggy shared a TikTok video of her dancing with her new song Sip in front of a green screen, and behind her was some thirsty DMs. She blurred out the names, but judging from the blue check marks and the follower count, they seem to be pretty big celebrities, y'all. One admirer with 6.2 million followers wrote, "You need a Pooh Bear? I'll eat that thing like a jar of honey." Another admirer with 27 million followers wrote, "I want to lick the inside of your end quote."
Oh my god,
what's the freakiest DM you guys have ever received? Because I know I receive all kinds.
I've gotten penis pictures before.
Somebody doesn't know you at all.
Heidi, can you send it? Can you DM me the penis pictures that they send you? Can you just forward them to me?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I always get men sitting in what looks like a dark basement. They're missing a side tooth, and they got four fingers.
And their penis is tucked between their legs, and they're dancing in the mirror with themselves, going, "I want to do you, Sherry. I want to do you so hard."
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.